It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Today's going to be a big show, guys. We are getting ready for the Phillies here. We got a big announcement this morning. The Phillies and WIP continue their relationship for years to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. It doesn't sound
how
like
about
it's
now?
Home.
Oh,
good morning,
now?
Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, parents, if you're giving out popcorn balls for Halloween, don't even give out anything, man. Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want that stuff. The popcorn balls, don't do that. Don't do that to the kids.
You giving
man.
Halloween rules out today?
Well, I'm not. You know what's funny about me giving out Halloween rules? I'm not even giving out Halloween candy, but I'm telling everybody else what to do
that
with their candy.
That sounds about right. That does.
But popcorn balls, that's kind of a loser's move, man. That's not – it's keep it simple. Chocolate. No candy corn, chocolate. Candy hard candy is cool. No popcorn balls, no fruit, no apples. That's lazy. It's just laziness.
By the end of October, by Halloween, we're going to have Hugh's full rules for Halloween.
Yeah, that's just lazy.
We'll
stop
have
being
all those
lazy.
For you. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us. Come on down to Chickies in South Philly. And boy, do we have a big show lined up as we get ready for October baseball here in Philadelphia starting on Saturday. An hour from now, we'll be joined by Larry Boa, Eric Kratz at noon. Big Game Dante, our official anthem singer, will be here at Chickies later on in the show. And joining us, how about this? We got a treat today, Hugh. For the first couple hours of our show, we have Ruben Amar. What's up, Ruben?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Great to be with you guys.
Great to have you here
yeah.
with us.
And right on.
You were down in Baltimore, right, for the O's and Royals series?
I was indeed. We got back last night on the train, zipped on out of there after they got blown up, and here I am.
Well, you're here, and the postseason is officially here with a couple of three teams have moved on. We get the Mets and the Brewers tonight. And, guys, I want to start there because there's been a lot of discussion here the last couple of days in Philadelphia, Hugh, about this who the Phillies' opponent's going to be, right? Is it
yes.
the Mets? Is it the Brewers? Yesterday, obviously, heading into the night, the Mets held the lead, and if they won, they'd be here. They lost last night, right? So it's 1-1, and we find out tonight. And, Hugh, you know I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, like, the Mets have that look, that, like, that, like, team
hot. They look like they have that magic.
Yeah, and I my first thought is I want to kind of avoid that, and I'd rather face the Brewers. But, Hugh, I was listening yesterday after we did our show, and I'm going home, and also, they did an intervention on the afternoon show, Hugh, because Jack was terrified. I mean,
yeah, it was a little sad to hear Jack in his feelings the way that he was, you know, being a grown man.
Right, he's totally terrified of the Mets.
Is he a grown man?
Well,
he has a grown man's body.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He is a father of almost two now. So
he said that'll make you grow.
Well, I guess not. But he's either way, he's scared of the Mets. And Ruben, I'm curious where you come down on this, because my thought is, look, the Mets have a look to them that, you know, they've gotten hot since June, and I'd rather avoid that. But the closer we get to this, and tonight we get a deciding game between the Mets and the Brewers, Ruben, I've decided to embrace it. I've decided to embrace the Mets thing. If they're the team that comes here, I'm not going to fear them. I'm going to embrace it. I think we've never had a Mets-Phillies playoff series. The atmosphere would be incredible. I'm not worried about their fans coming down. I know they're a good team. I know they're a division team. But I'm going to embrace it, Ruben. I'm not fearing the Mets. I've decided to accept they might be the team, and I'm okay with it. Ruben, what's your thought on if it is the Mets coming in here on Saturday?
Yeah, so this is the beauty of baseball. I mean, it really doesn't matter who you play. It's all about your own team. It's only about the Phillies, whether they can make the adjustments that are necessary to the pitching that they're going to face and be able to play the type of baseball that they should play to be a champion. If they play good, solid baseball, I don't give a crap who they're playing. Mm. They will win because they have the most talent. That said, they're going to have to make the adjustments that are necessary, and a lot of teams know how to pitch them. They're vulnerable right now, and people and players know it, and it's really about whether they want to make the adjustments to be the team that they need to be.
Well, that's clear. I mean, and they need to be the team. If the Phillies play to the level we saw early in the season and this the kind of baseball we know they could play, Hugh, they'll beat anybody. I mean, they can beat anybody. That's why they've been one of the favorites all year. But, Hugh, on the record here, before the Mets and Brewers play tonight, do you want the Mets? Yes or no, Hugh Douglas?
I don't want the Mets, but I don't want them because I'm not afraid of them. Let me say that first. It's just the annoyance of having those Mets fans coming down here and trying to take over. That's it. The last time that I remember seeing something that was similar to that was the Sixers and the Knicks.
Yeah, why do you got to bring that up? That
well,
was
no,
a disaster.
I'm just saying.
It was a disaster, and
let me be transparent here. I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think Philly fans are going to let that happen, because we've been kind of waiting for this for a long time. We've been waiting for Red October for a long time. It's finally here. I don't think that's going to happen. But still, just to have them down here, man, and dealing with all of that, I just don't want the annoyance. It's more annoyance than anything.
Well, it would be. But though I don't think it's going to happen the same way.
It's not. So I don't think so.
A couple things caught me when we were talking about that the other day. Yes, it did happen. And Knicks fans came down here, and it was
a takeover.
It was embarrassing. I mean, we call it for what it was. It was embarrassing. But this is a little different. Then, I don't think many people believed in the Sixers, and they sold their tickets. Mm-hmm. I don't get that sense at all with this fan base right now with the Phillies. There's a belief here in the Phillies, and there wasn't in that particular Sixers team as a 7 seed last year. Joel was – it was just different.
There was a lot going on.
It was. Look, I think the Mets are a good team, and I think they're appropriately dangerous, just like the Brewers are. But I've decided to embrace this. I'm going to the game on Saturday, and if it's Mets – I expect everyone there to drown the Mets fans out, just to be louder than the Mets. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, but
here we
let
go.
Me say this.
You're going to be plant-based today?
No,
I'm
not.
October Day, Hugh?
Listen to what I'm about to say.
All right, go ahead.
Rhys Hoskins said the other day that Brewers fans, they're just happy to be there. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to, like, somebody that's just happy to be there?
To me, the Brewers fans, they are very cordial.
That's a good word.
They cheer for their team, but
we'll get them next. Hey, we don't get this, we'll get them next time.
I'll tell you, I was down in Baltimore for that Baltimore-Kansas City series, and it was like a morgue there in Baltimore. I could not believe the difference in what it's like in CBP as it was in Camden Yards. And Camden Yards is a fantastic ballpark. I mean, it's terrific.
And they had a pretty decent team.
They have a great young team. And I was really disappointed in the Baltimore fans.
It's different here, man.
And it's way different. I will tell you that I've been obviously in a ton of ballparks, but there is nothing like CBP during a Red October. Nothing like it.
Yeah, Ruben, I was watching yesterday a lot of that game. It felt, I don't know if it was the weather. There were some empty seats down there. I think we've been spoiled the last couple of years. I think it's not like that everywhere, Ruben. You would think it is because it's October. It's not like it is here everywhere else. And Ruben, I expect Saturday, if it's the Mets or it's the Brewers, and I know if it is the Mets, obviously some of their fans will buy some tickets to come down here. But regardless, it's going to be – the only thing I could compare it to is it almost sounds like a football game at a baseball game. It sounds like there's 80,000, but there's, 43,000.
It's almost like being in a dome. And when the dome – the sound reverberates. I've been in Minnesota, and I've been in the King Dome, like the old ones that were around for a long time. And those places are ridiculous. And even when Toronto, when they close their roof, it's crazy in there. But I will tell you that in CBP, it's even louder because you have a tough time, you know, being able to talk to the guy right next to you, literally the guy in the dugout. And so when you have that kind of electricity in a ballpark, it does affect the game. There's no question about it.
Ruben, before we go to the phones on this, at 215-592-9494, live at Chickie's today for our Red October Rally. It's a special day, and it's a special time here in Philadelphia. Ruben, take me back to your time in the front office, your time as a coach, your time as a player. Like, we could sit here now and say, bring on anybody. Do you think internally Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski have a preference? I know players probably just get ready to play, but from the management perspective, do you think they have a preference based on, hey, I think we match up a little bit better against the Mets or the Brewers?
They may, and again, I just think that the focus has to be on, you know, how well and how prepared their own team is. And it for me, in 2008, we had of the four teams that went on, or the five teams that went in from 7 to 11, that was probably, as far as just pure talent is concerned, may not have been the best team, but they were the best prepared, and they were the hottest, and they played sort of a team that wasn't really prepared for them. So, I mean, it's all about your ability to execute in the tight. And I think the fact that the by and large, this team has played in the playoffs the last couple of years. They understand what they need to do. I think if they have the ability and, I guess, the gumption to be able to handle that, if they can, and I believe they will, they can make the adjustments that are necessary when they're trying to be executed against. And if they can execute their own game plan, they'll be fine.
You know, Ruben, I hate to be that guy, but I have to talk about the elephant in the room, and I know Joe doesn't want to bring it up, but I think that it needs to be brought up because over the last couple of the seasons, the team that has had the bye has had a little bit of an issue advancing. Is that something that you think that this team should be worried about, or is this something that we should be worried about as fans?
No, I don't think so. I think it's an excuse, and I think this team feels it's an excuse. You got to be ready to play. Once the bell rings, man, you got to be able to flip the switch and play the game. And if you're not prepared to do that, then that's shame on you. And I think that Rob Thompson's doing everything he can to get guys ready. They did the inner squad stuff. They've mm-hmm. done the things that are necessary to try to be prepared for this thing. But really, these guys are veteran enough, and they've been through it enough to be able to be prepared mentally for the task at hand.
Ruben, part of the reason I'm not really worried about it is I just feel like all the reaction to it is such a small sample, right? Like all the other things we have with baseball, it's over years and years. Right? We could say, well, this is an advantage, this is a disadvantage. This has only been going on for 2 years. I mean, it's hard for me to say the Braves lost the Phillies because of the bye. Maybe they just lost the Phillies, right? Like maybe the Dodgers ran out of pitching last year. Ruben, do you think this will even out over time? I know the Phillies, we hope they win now. But over the next, let's say, decade, do you think it evens out? I have to imagine eventually the better teams, right, the teams that had the bye, will start winning some of these series. It just feels to me like a very small sample that we're reacting to.
Yeah, baseball is a really fickle game. You just don't know whether people will make the adjustments necessary. But, I mean, to me, it's really about making sure that over those, you know, 3 or 4 days that they are off, that they plan better, that they, you know, that they're, you know, doing things that prepare them better. And I do believe that at some point it'll all even out. There is something to be said for mojo. There's something to be said for momentum. And I think that's going to be part of it. But you can create your own momentum. And it only takes one game or two games to turn that momentum around. Or maybe one pitch or one at bat. And so it's really about trying to get, you know, regain your own momentum if you've been off for a little while.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Live at Chickie's today in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice cold Budweiser. Online, chickiesandpeets.com. All right, tonight it is. Game 3, Mets and Brewers. We'll find out tonight who the Phillies' opponent is here on Saturday. Let's get on the record today. Kyle's back in the studio today. Kyle, I know we've had our conversations last week or so about this Mets team. Now that we know it's a win and in deciding game tonight, officially, do you want the Mets?
So, you know what? I think I'm starting to get there where I'm just like, bring on anybody. This team, with Zach Wheeler going game one at Citizens Bank Park with the roar of the Red Sea behind him, I'm ready to take on anybody. So I'm starting to get there. I was sick to my stomach yesterday with nerves just watching playoff baseball. But then I reminded myself, like, this is the Philadelphia Phillies. We're NL East champs. for a reason. We are one of the best teams in baseball for a reason. Bring it on, baby. Let's go.
So, Hugh, on the record, Hugh's the only one scared of the Mets, right? That's what we're doing here.
I'm
now?
Not. See, well, first of all, Hugh. I said the annoyance of Mets fans.
Yeah, but you don't want the Mets yet.
I don't want them to come down here. I don't.
Well, we got to keep them out. I mean, that's people got to save, not sell their tickets.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as bad. But no, I'm not afraid of them. It's all just right. That I want somebody. Wouldn't you rather play somebody that's just happy to be there? They're just happy to be here.
Well, their fans might be. Are there players? I doubt their players are.
It just feels like that's the case. And you've had more success against the Brewers during the regular season than you've had against the Mets. The Mets have been surging lately. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of that, too.
I can hear it.
I'm not afraid, though.
Yeah.
Not why Ruben's sitting here. I'm not afraid because Ruben's sitting here.
Oh, you put up a front.
He's assured me.
We hear it in your voice. You don't want the Mets. Let's go to the phone lights here. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Red October show, kickoff show, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up? So first off, guys, let me give you a quick shout out here. Congratulations to the greatest sports talk radio station in the country for getting the extension to continue and cover the greatest team in Major League Baseball. That's our Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, it is awesome. That announcement today was great. I couldn't wait to hear what was going on when because I didn't know what it was. We tuned in at 8:40, and John Middleton's there, and yes, the Phillies at WIP. It just sent. I agree with John Middleton said this morning. There's something about baseball on the radio. It's just it goes perfect together, and it's awesome. We're going to have him for years to come here.
It does. Hugh Douglas,
yes.
Plant-based Hugh. Will you please move away from that wet blanket? Why'd you bring that?
What do you mean? I don't. It's not every day that I get to talk to a GM, so I got questions, and I have a few more that I'm going to ask.
No, the questions are good.
Bring
it. I'm just saying because before we started the show, I asked, could I ask some of these questions, and I have a few more questions I want to ask as we get through this. But no, I have to know. I'm just curious because I'm pretty sure Rube's a fan too at some point, but he's in a position where he can't let his fandom or his feelings take over. So I'm just curious.
So you're the one that's scared for all of us.
No,
I get it.
I'm just curious to see how he thinks. That's it.
Let him have it, Chris. Go ahead.
All right. Well, listen, guys. Let me tell you something here. So, first of all, I'm not scared of anyone. All right? Ruben, I'm so glad you're there because you are 1,000% correct. No one can beat this team. The only team that could beat us is us.
Correct.
How rare is it that you're in that position that you are the best team? You have all of the best of everything. And the only way you're going to fail is if you fail yourself. And that is not the case. This team is primed. We are going to do it, Hugh. We are going to do it, Kyle. I'm not afraid of the Mutts. I'm not afraid of the evil empire. I'm not afraid of anybody. As a matter of fact, I want the Mutts. I want the Yankees. I want everybody so we could show the world when we kick their you-know-what on national television to show everybody the dominance of this Philadelphia team. Guys, I'm going to let you go because I know you got a lot of callers. Dude, let's go!
Let's go, Chris.
Love the energy. Love the energy.
The energy's going to be there the next couple of days. And I expect that energy to be there in the park on Saturday with a 4-0-8 first pitch against whoever it is, the Mets or the Brewers. But, you know, Ruben, you said something there, and Chris reiterated it, that the Phillies' main challenge is themselves in this. Because, Ruben, you look at their teams last couple of years. I know you said your team's 08 was probably the maybe not as talented as some others, but they were playing together. This team, we hope and we think, is playing together. They're also, I think, the best team they've had the last 3 years. I mean, you just think about the bullpen, Ruben, they've had the last couple of Octobers compared to this one. There's just, I trust more guys down there. It just feels like a deeper team in every area. Starting pitching, lineup, the bench, which really they didn't have much the last couple of years, and Ruben, the bullpen. Like, this team is as complete as we've seen in a long time here in Philadelphia.
Totally agree with that, and I think it's the most complete team in all of baseball, and it's really a matter of being able to play the game right. They got to play great defense. One of the things that I noticed in this last Baltimore-Kansas City series, I don't know if you guys saw, anybody saw it, but the defense was absolutely spectacular. Yep. Every single play that was made, needed to be made, was made. Even plays that shouldn't have been made were made, and it's totally impacted the game. You have to be able to play great fundamental baseball. What is that in the playoffs? It is pitching, it is defense, and it is base running. If you can do those three things, and you're great, and you'll be fine. If you do not, then it makes it a lot more difficult to get it done. And you're basically you're relying on other teams' mistakes, and you're relying on the home run. And in the case of Baltimore, that did not work out all that well.
Well, the margins, Ruben, it feels like, are so much thinner. You know, like you mentioned defense. I was watching the Baltimore-Kansas City game you were on yesterday. The defense, you said it was great. And I think back to 2 years ago in the World Series, right? I think we can say now the Astros were probably better than the Phillies. But the line wasn't that much, right? Game five of the World Series 2 years ago, Reese couldn't make the play at first down the line.
Correct.
And McCormick makes the play in the outfield. Ruben, you switch those two plays. The Phillies are going back to Houston up 3-2. They may have won that World Series, even though the Astros probably had the better roster. It just feels like the margin is so thin in October.
Yeah, my feeling is that if you play flawless defense, you have the best chance. And no one really talks about it or thinks about it all that much, but defense is such an important part of winning championships. I think back to the play, very first play, I think, in the first inning in 2011 against the St. Louis Cardinals in that deciding game. We missed a cutoff man.
Yep.
And we ended up, they ended up scoring a run, and it ended up beating us. And so you got to play the game right. And if you don't play the game right, it's going to bite you in the rear end.
There's no doubt. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record today. We're going to find out tonight who's the Phillies' opponent starting Saturday, game one of the NLDS. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
I don't want the Mets, but it's only because of their fans. Like, it doesn't
exactly
really matter. It really doesn't matter who we play, because as long as the top six guys in this lineup hit, and you only need really three of them to do it in any one game, it doesn't matter which three. And Ruben already broke it down, defense and pitching. If you're strong up the middle, you're going to win baseball games. And I don't think there's any team out. Look, we've been the top team all year long. Within the top three, pretty much the whole season. So the reason for that is, there's been times where they hit really good, and there's times where they pitch really good. And when they were really rolling teams, they were doing it all at once.
Well, they were. I mean, the beginning of the season. And, Jeff, that's when they were doing everything well. They were hitting runners in scoring position. They were playing defense. All four starters were pitching well. They had the bullpen rolling. Like, you know, Jeff, we've seen it. When the Phillies have been at their best this year, they've been the best team. I mean, they were as good the first two and a half, three months as any team, you know, we've ever seen around here. That's how good they were. They were playing like a 110-win clip for a while.
Yep, and I think I said this yesterday. I like Rojas in center and Marsh in left, because the defense is so important. Like Ruben said, you cannot make errors. You can't make mental errors or physical errors. And both of those guys, the outfield is better defensively overall. Castellanos, I don't know what that guy does, but he knows how to position himself. He makes the regular plays. He makes some crazy plays.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He always makes his plays, and that's where the game's going to be won or lost when you get to October.
Well, and he's made a lot of those big ones in October the last few years. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We're live today at Chickie's of Pizza South Philly for the Red October Rally. Midday show being joined by Ruben Amaro here for the first couple hours. At 11, Larry Bowe will call in. We'll talk to Aaron Kratz later. Big game, Dante Hugh is going to show up here live.
He's going to sing for us.
He's going to sing the national anthem here at Chickie's of Pizza. We got a lot today going on. Your phone calls, well, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll take your calls officially. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. We'll find out tonight, is it the Mets or is it the Brewers in the NLDS? Do you want the Mets? I've decided to embrace this thing. Like, they're good and they're dangerous, but I've decided to embrace it. It would be fun to beat the Mets in the NLDS. Also, on the other side, coming up, Phillies played an intra-squad game yesterday. We'll give you the details on that and what Topper said about how Ranger Suarez looked in that game. 215-592-9494. Get on board. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, there it is. Baseball on Fox Music. We'll get it on Saturday. Phillies against, well, we'll see. Maybe the Mets in here on Saturday afternoon. Welcome back. It is the Red October Rally. We're live for Chickie's of Pizza in South Philly. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online, chickiesofpizza.com. It's a midday show being joined here with Ruben Amaro today. All right, guys, we'll get back to the phones in a second. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. 215-592-9494. I've decided to embrace this. He was a little scared, but he won't admit it. A little bit. Not quite Jack Fritz level scared. Jack yesterday was.
No, Jack was.
That was as scared as I've ever seen.
It was kind of embarrassing that he was as scared as he was, to be totally honest.
Well, he said it's all he thinks about is the Mets.
Yeah, and so much so that I heard him say somebody he was talking to. His wife was talking to him.
And he couldn't even listen.
Was he crying?
No, I think he felt like shedding a tear.
We're close, yeah.
When you say it like that, it does sound really, really bad. But it was one of those things. Was like, damn, Jack, you're not playing, bro.
You get it together, and it might be the Mets. So we got to either embrace it or you're going to be scared by it. 215-592-9494. The other thing that we have, of course, going on is just the Phillies, and are they ready for this, regardless of the opponent? That's what Ruben's talking about to start the show. So yesterday, Ruben, they had the intra-squad game, which ended up in a 5-5 tie. We heard that Castellanos hit a home run and Bryce did. But really, one of the biggest things was Ranger Suarez. He threw in that game yesterday. How did he look? Because we know it hasn't been a very good second half for him. Here's Topper yesterday on what he took away from Ranger yesterday afternoon.
Did this Ranger outing ease the concerns you may have had about his command and his readiness for the postseason?
I think so. You know, well, you never know, but I felt really good about it, and talking to Caleb, he felt the same way. But I had a really good vantage point sitting behind the plate, and it was coming out of his hand really good. Command was there. Talking to the hitters, the movement was there. Curveball was sharp. So yeah, it eased my mind.
Ruben, what do you expect from Ranger as we go into the postseason? It's been such a bizarre year, right? Because you look at his numbers overall, and you're like, that's good. But we know the first half was amazing. We were talking about him in the Cy Young race. And then I would say since middle of June, it's not been the Ranger that we expect him to be. And his last start, what was it, a couple Friday nights ago in D.C. wasn't very good. What are you expecting out of Ranger here, Ruben?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. I mean, obviously he's had tremendous success in the postseason. He's not going to scare. It's just really about whether or not his arm is working, his body is working, whether he has the sharpness that he had in the early part of the season. I did not see that over the last maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 starts. And so that concerns me, but he can rise to the occasion. I mean, this is a guy who likes the spotlight, and we have a lot of players like that. He's one of them. That like the spotlight. They like the, you know, red light type players, I call them, who will step it up when they need to. It will be interesting to see how Topper uses him in this first series, whether or not they're going to use him out of the bullpen in tight situations, whether or not he has the confidence to do that as a manager. And but I do believe that he can be super effective. Again, it's really about his arm speed and whether or not he's as sharp as he was in the early part of the season.
You know, Ruben, early on I had a theory, and I was wondering, what do you think about this? I think there's a direct correlation between Ranger pitching well at the beginning of the season and him kind of curtailing off a little bit when his wife came into town. Do you think that has anything to do with it? And the fact that you have to adjust with your family being in town?
I think it had a couple of different factors. For me, he had, for the first time in his career, his his season, his preseason in spring training was the first time he actually had a full preseason where he was healthy, mm-hmm. where he was there on time, where his legs and his body were in the best shape of his career. And you could see it. You could see it on his body. You could see it with the way he was performing. You could see everything that was happening. This was the Ranger Suarez that I think the Phillies had hoped to see getting ready for the season, and he was prepared. Mm-hmm. Now, when he had his back issues, and he made a comment after one of the games fairly recently about his inability to get his hips and legs involved because of his back issues, that he was not able to do the things that he needed to do physically to prepare himself as well. And it just looked like he is not in the same physical condition that he was in the early part of the season. And I think it had a very serious effect on his ability to make pitches, his ability to have the durability that's necessary to be a starter. Mm-hmm. And I think it affected him to the point where he was playing catch-up when he came back. He didn't go out on a rehab assignment. He didn't get to the point where he was nearly as sharp as he was, and I didn't like the arm speed. So there was a couple of different factors. I'm not sure if it's necessarily his wife and his family coming into town. I think it was more an issue of him not being able to get physically conditioned enough to be able to perform at his accustomed major league level.
Ruben, I'm glad you brought up the fact that he's had big October moments, because if you just look at his splits just this year, right, and you could correlate his family came, you correlate the back injury, whatever. He got the hit on the hands at a game in early June. First half was amazing. Second half was really poor by anyone's standard. But, Ruben, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes out there if they use him out of the pen or in game four next week and gives them a good outing. I mean, there's certain pitchers, Ruben, over the years that it's almost like the game before doesn't matter, right? Like sometimes a guy gets in a groove and that's who he is. I never know with Ranger. You could sell me that Ranger can go out there game four in New York next week and give them 4 2/3 of one run or zero run baseball. Ruben, it wouldn't shock me. It also wouldn't shock me based on how he's thrown lately if he's just in a bad spot physically. But if he's healthy, I think he can pitch better than we think right now.
Absolutely. I mean, if he is healthy and his arm speed is there, yes. I mean, he's got, like I said, he's one of the best postseason. Look at the numbers.
I know.
They don't lie. He's one of the best postseason pitchers in all of baseball. And he's had some opportunities to do it in the pen. He's had opportunities to do it as a starter. And like I said, he doesn't scare. He kind of reminds me. When he's going right, he kind of reminds me of Cliff Lee, because he just gets up there and fires. It's like he's walking through the park.
Yep.
And so, someone who has that kind of mentality can always thrive in these situations, because the outside stuff that's going on around him doesn't really affect him all that much.
All right, let me throw a two-part A, then we'll go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. First part, Ruben. Do you think the Phillies will look at his starts in the postseason, at least to start off October, as almost bullpen games? And what I mean by that is if he can get through one and a half turns through the rotation, they turn it over. Do you think we'll see that kind of managing from Topper when Ranger is out there?
I do think so. I think they'll have a very, very short leash. I think that and you'll be able to see it with his arm speed and his stuff. And the hitters will let you know. If the hitters are having good looks at him and good swings at him, I think they're going to yank him quick. If they don't, and he looks like the Ranger of the first 2 months of the season, then they might hang with him for a while.
All right, so with that, because there's been a lot of discussion I heard this morning. Topper spoke about it yesterday. Who should start game two? And Ruben, I've actually started thinking about this backwards, and I'm wondering if the Phillies are thinking about Nola in game three, not just because Nola would pitch well in game three, and you could trust him on the road, but Ruben, if I know my game four starter might only get me 9 outs, I would feel better if I knew my game three starter the night before was pretty locked in to give me 6 or 7 innings, and that would be Aaron Nola. Do you think the Ranger situation will impact what they do with Sanchez and Nola? With that, Nola before him, so you know you're probably getting length the day before and you have your bullpen for the Ranger game.
I mean, there's a possibility, but I think that they have to focus on one game at a time.
Okay,
let's win this baseball game, and I think that's sort of the mantra here, and it's always been the mantra, I think, with Topper, that he's, okay, let's focus on this game, and then we'll adjust for the next game, and then we'll adjust for the next game. And I think I actually feel comfortable with either Sanchez or Nola in the two slot. I don't care. I think that both of them are worthy of it. I think that both will stand up to the task, and I do believe that of all the pitching staffs in baseball, these are as good a top three as you can get. I know they have a great one in Kansas City. But as far as the top three, I think they're as good as they get.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The Suarez situation looked better yesterday. Of course, do you want the Mets? Get on the record. Do you want the Mets here on Saturday? Mets and Brewers will play tonight for the right to play the Phillies. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
All right. Listen, what I would want them to do is, you know, ask Ranger, is he ready? Ask him, is he healthy? Don't just put him out there just to put him out there. Like, we don't need nothing to, you know, stop our drive right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if any player is not ready, then guess what? They're not playing
well,
right
wait
now.
Wait a minute, but Will, let me ask you this question. If we ask Ranger if he's ready to go in this moment, what do you think he's going to say? He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
You got to – I think it's one of those situations where you just got to watch him and see.
Yeah,
you can't leave it to him because I don't think Ranger, even if he can't go, is going to sit there and if you ask him –
He's a competitor.
He's not going to tell you he can't go.
Never in a million years would I ever ask a player in this situation. I'm the boss. I'm putting the guy in whether I like it or he likes it or not. It's about the team. It has nothing to do with Ranger.
Okay, and you know what? I take that back. I take that into consideration. But what I'm saying is right now we on the drop. Let me get some music, man. Let me get the rock.
Give him some music, Kyle.
Let him have it, Kyle.
The time is now, baby. We just put our way back. We've been the champs since the beginning, and we're going to be the champs at the end. All I got to say is we got to keep playing together. It's no pressure. Everything is on us now. So let's keep it moving. Let's keep playing. Let's do it for your fans, your owners, and guess what? Do it for yourself. Because I'm going to take something from Ric Flair. In order to be the best, woo, you got to beat the best. Woo. And we're the best in the league right now. So we're going to continue to play, and we're going to continue to win, and we're going to bring that parade and that World Series back to Philly. Let's go.
There we go, Will. Now we're rolling.
I like how it's become like a bit now. Give me my music, Kyle. That's all you got to say. Kyle, just give me my music. Kyle, my question to you is this. Do they ask when they call in to tell you that, hey, I might need the music so you already have it potted up?
Sometimes. Sometimes they do. Yeah. Sometimes spontaneous.
Just on the fly. They
you got to love it. Hey,
and away we go.
You got to love it, man. You got to love it.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? I'm really curious today if people want the Mets. Because yesterday, and look, I have felt this for a few weeks. Like, you can kind of see this Mets thing coming. Every year there's a team that kind of comes out of nowhere, and they're buried in June, and then they get ready, rally, and they make the playoffs. So we discussed this a little bit on the show. Like, hey, that team looks like they got something. But as I listened yesterday, Hugh, when we left, and I'm in the car driving home, and I hear Jack just, I mean, terrified, beyond belief for the Mets.
It was ridiculous. It's pathetic.
But I'm curious if he's I don't think he's the only one. I mean, he's not alone. Now, he may be the most scared, but he's not the only one. Do you want the Mets? Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this morning? Still cloudy down here. I'm not sure what the weather is up there. But,
yeah, a little cloudy, but it's gonna be nice on Saturday for Game 1. It's going to be beautiful here in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, look, on Hugh's take, I would call it this slightly plant-based.
There you go. just I guess that's an improvement from every day with him, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got a half a lamb chop on his plate because he's got more vegetables than a half a lamb chop on his plate because he believes he's confident that that they're going to win. But I kind of agree with him. I mean, because here's the thing, I don't care for who we get. I know that we're going to win that series, but just to stick it in the face, The Mets fans, sitting at home and they'll be crying that they can't come down here. I just don't, Hey, look, send them home. They don't even deserve to enter into the confines of Citizens Bank Park. And so that's the reason why I want them to lose. It's not, but if we get them, we're gonna spank their ass anyway. Either way it goes. So. That's my take on the Phillies. They're going to handle their business for sure.
Well, I think they will too, Bruce. It's a matter of how they play, like Ruben said. And Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Ruben, the other thing that's become, you know, a different aspect this year than we've had the last 2 years is the Phillies are the hunted now. And I mean, your teams that you had and you built here in Philadelphia experienced a little bit of that too, right? It was different. The format was different than 08, 9, 10, but. You know, when 08 arrived, 07, 08, you guys were the new kids on the block, right? You got to go and attack. By the time 9 and then especially 10 and 11, it wasn't that anymore, right? You were the experienced team. You were the hunted. Do you think do players think about that, or is that more the way we think?
Well, there's no question about it. When you have a target on your back and you have been through these wars in the past, there's a couple of things that are happening here. You, first of all, when you are in these positions, you are so highly scouted. Every single part of each player, every flaw that player has has been scouted and re-scouted, and they know exactly how to get you out. They know exactly what pitches you're going to make in certain spots. They know everything about you when you've been in these situations. And you've tons of scouts' eyes and analytics folks' eyes. And so you can be exploited in a way that's way different from a team that just pops onto the scene. So I think that's one of the biggest fears, is whether or not the Phillies can combat that, whether they can, you know, they can handle some of the execution and some of the things and some of the exploitation that's going to happen during the course of any series, because one of the things that I'm concerned about is their ability to just pass the baton on the offensive side. Take a walk, not swing out of the zone. If I'm watching these guys and I am a scout on another club trying to beat the Phillies, I throw high fastballs out of the zone so they chase, and I throw breaking balls out of the zone so they chase. And so if they have the ability to lay off those pitches, I think consistently, and they do not, and they take every single bat one at bat at a time rather than trying to drive the ball out of the ballpark all the time, then they'll be fine. If they do, then they'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, it's the same. It's a similar team than to last year, right? A couple new pieces, but but it's the same story. Can they avoid Chase, right? That's what happened at the end of the Arizona series. Exactly what Ruben just said. Arizona realized they were going to swing at everything out of the strike zone, and they didn't see a good pitch to hit the last five games of that series. It's going to be the same thing. Whoever it is, Mets or Brewers, they're coming in here saying, Trey, swing at this pitch 2 feet outside, Castellanos. That's, if they can avoid that, they're going to score enough runs.
Yeah, and then, you know, we talked about, like, last year, the thing that I think most people remember, Rube, was the fact that, you know, your number one guys, they weren't hitting, and the fact that Johan Rojas was put in a position where at his last at-bat, it was a glaring, like, he had the bat on his shoulders. My question to you is this. When you look at this team and you see that, so basically what you're saying is, not try to hit the home run all the time. Just play small ball a little bit and move runners in position and just score runs.
So it's really, for me, it's about contact. And I will say this, the whole Johan Rojas thing, I'll be fascinated by how Topper handles this, because I will be so surprised if Johan Rojas isn't the center fielder for every single game. He has to play center field every game. You want to know why?
Because
if the big boys, no, because they have to play defense out there, and he is clearly the best center fielder they have. And number two, if the big boys don't hit, and the top five to six to seven guys in that lineup don't hit, it's done. They're over. It's not going to happen. Because all you got to do is watch the Baltimore Orioles and what happened with them.
Yep.
The big boys don't hit, you're done. And so if the big boys don't hit, you can't rely on the other guys to get the job done. That's not their job. They're not paid $30 million a year to get the job done. The big boys are, the Schwarbers, the Turners, obviously the Harpers, all of those guys, Castellanos, Bohm, all of those guys are the ones who are paid to get the job done. If they don't get the job done, they got no chance.
You know what, speaking of the big boys, I have a question, because last year Trey struggled, and somewhat this year he did. When you're a GM, and you have a player that you've given that much money to, how hard is it to I guess, you know, because you're a fan of the team and you know, you hear what people are saying, how hard is it for you to still believe in that player when you hear all of this stuff going on and you see them struggling the way that they are? Is it hard to do, or do you ever have a moment where you feel like maybe I shouldn't have gave him this money?
No, I honestly, you have to sort of trust, you know, the fact that, I mean, these are elite athletes. When you start talking about Turner and Harper and Castellanos and Schwarber, these are elite players, offensive players in the game. they have to be able to make the adjustments that are necessary to win baseball games. And, yes, these guys are super dangerous. Are they great hitters? I'm not sure if they're great hitters. I wouldn't put them up against guys like Tony Gwynn and Luis Arraez as far as contact is concerned, but they're super, super dangerous hitters. There's some of the most dangerous hitters in the game. And so you sort of have to rely on the fact that these guys will be disciplined enough to be able to get the pitches that are necessary to do damage on. And if they can, great. If they can't, then it's going to be a struggle.
Ruben, let me hit you with this, and then back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Do you want the Mets? Get on the record. Ruben, you made your point there about Rojas, and you believe he should be the center fielder. He should start every game. So this morning when Topper was on with the morning show, he kind of alluded to he has more options on his bench this year than last year. Because last year Rojas really got into a bad spot, and it was difficult because they didn't really have much else to put out there. And they have Austin Hayes now, right? So there's three guys for two spots, Hayes, Marsh, Rojas, right? You could mix and match the three of them, center and left. The way I view it, Ruben, Topper has two options. He can start the game with Rojas, and if he needs to pull the lever, right, he needs offense, he could pinch hit him out for one of the, whoever's on the bench that day, whether it be Marsh or Hayes. Or the other way you could do it is you could go with the offense first, hope to get a lead, and then you bring the defense in late. It seems like you want to go with the defense first, and then if you need to pull the lever, that's when you do it late in the game?
That's how I feel. Okay. That's my feeling. I mean, you obviously have the choice to do either one of them, but that's how I would do it. If I was managing this team, and I'm glad I'm not because Topper does a heck of a job of managing this ball club, that's how I would handle it. Against the right-hander, I would have Rojas in center field, and I would Marsh in left, and against the left-hander, I'd have Rojas in center field, and I would have Austin Hayes in right. In left.
Right.
And so that's how I would do it. I'm glad I'm not making those decisions. Others will make those decisions for whatever reason, and I'm sure they'll have great reason to do so, but that's how I go about it.
Well, Topper's decisions over the next month are going to be dissected more than anything. I was joking this morning that Rob Thompson, who's a good manager, he's about to be the biggest part of WIP's conversation, along with the quarterback and the coach of the Eagles, for the next month, because every decision's magnified. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck. Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck. Hey,
we 48 hours away, right? And I want both of them. I don't care who we play. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you this, right? The Phillies are the best team in baseball, period. You know what I mean? They started off this year. They started off hot. And I'm going to tell you, Jack's a coward, man. And I love Jack. But I texted him yesterday in such disappointment because he was the guy that wanted to fast forward. He wanted to fast forward to the postseason. He said that all year long. And we were telling him, relax, man. Just enjoy the season. Enjoy the ride. No. Get me the red October. Get me the red October. And we here. Now he's scared. Oh, I tell you, you can't make this up. But I tell you one thing. Right, here's the thing. Phillies are destined this year. And that's why I say I wouldn't care who we play. And I'm going to tell you why we're destined, right? That guy that wear number 3 will put the cape on. The best baseball player in the world. The best baseball player in the world. Not one of the best. He's the best baseball player in the world. He's going to prove it. He's going to prove it this postseason. This is his time. All those other guys, all they got to do is just follow his lead. Just give him some help. And I guarantee you we'll be in the World Series and win it. This is when Bryce solidifies his legacy as a Philly.
Well, Chuck,
as the greatest Philly. You go down in history as the greatest Philly there is. I mean, one of the greatest Phillies. Yeah, I think the greatest Philly is if he wins a championship.
Well, if he wins a championship, and obviously what he's done already. I mean, it's Schmidt and it's him. I mean, like he belongs in that conversation.
Joe, you don't get too many opportunities like this, man. He knows this. He was knocking at the door 2 years ago. He's knocking at the door this year. Last year, he's knocking at the door this year, and this time he's gonna kick you through. Like I said, all those other guys, they just need the backing, man. That's all. This is the year that Bryce Harper solidifies his legacy as a great Philly, and the Phillies go on top. We got a parade coming, y'all. Get ready. Going down Broad Street. That's all I got to say about that. Bring any of them on. Any of them on. If the Mets come, all I want to say to the fans, please do not sell your tickets. You had enough money to buy those tickets. Don't sell them for more money. Money ain't everything. Money is the root of all evil. Keep your tickets. We need all our Philly fans here if it is the Mets. Thank you. I'm out.
You got it, Chuck. We appreciate it. Well, and if you're going to sell them, make sure you sell them to someone here local that's a Phillies fan. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Do you want the Mets? Yes or no? But tonight, Game 3 is tonight in Milwaukee. Mets, Brewers. The good thing is they forced a Game 3, so they're going to use all their pitchers tonight. It's an elimination game both sides, so hopefully whoever it is comes in here a little ragged on Saturday. Your call's coming up here. We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Rue Namara with us. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser online at chickiesandpeets.com. All right, coming up, we're going to have Larry Bowie. He's going to join us. He's going to call in after the break. And we got a lot to talk about with Larry, a guy who's been in this in many different ways over the years, a great manager for the Phillies, and, of course, a player that won. I have a question for Larry coming up on the other side about this defense that he could probably answer better than anyone as a former shortstop and a manager. I'll throw that at Larry next. Your phone call as well, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, live today at Chickies and Pete's for the Red October Rally on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.